This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Audio Journal. Welcome to A Positive Outlook, an audio journal production highlighting optimistic news stories. Material is selected with the interests of its audience in mind and with the goal to inform and entertain. The opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Audio Journal, its board of directors, staff, or volunteer readers. This program is funded in part by the Memorial Foundation for the Blind and the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind. My name is Ava Sardina, and I am your volunteer reader. The first few articles are from goodnewsnetwork.org. Celebrating 15 years of matching disabled youth with college athletes, over 4,500 kids discover the power of belonging. By Good News Network. Since 2011, a Boston-based nonprofit, Team Impact, has matched more than 4,500 children facing serious illnesses and disabilities with college teams across the U.S., transforming lives through the power of belonging, empowerment, and resilience. Since pairing its first child with a college hockey team in Massachusetts, Team Impact has become a network spanning more than 850 colleges and universities across all 50 states and engaging over 112,500 student athletes. 15 years ago, we set out with a simple but powerful belief that no child should ever be sidelined by illness or disability, said CEO Chrissy Kelleher. Through Team Impact's multi-year clinical program, children become official members of college athletic teams, attending practices, games, team dinners, and campus events, while building meaningful friendships and support systems that extend far beyond sports. At the same time, student athletes gain invaluable lessons in empathy, leadership, and perspective that shape them long after graduation. One of those athletes is Blake Masonberg, a hockey player at Miami University in Ohio who found an instant connection with Liam, a 16-year-old with a rare genetic disorder that causes muscle weakness and developmental delays. As a parent, Melissa's been blown away by the positive changes in her son and the genuine friendship that's developed. Liam knows that no matter what, he can always call Blake and talk to him about anything, even if Blake's home for the holidays or on summer break, she said. The hockey player takes interest in everything Liam's doing, supports him through his medical journey, cheers him on, and takes time to truly see how Liam's feeling. Liam's never had a friend group prior to joining the team, making it hard to have a birthday party. Blake made sure that Liam's 16th birthday was memorable, and Liam still talks about that night months later. To mark its 15th anniversary, Team Impact will roll out a series of national and local activations throughout 2026 to highlight the growing movement behind redefining what inclusion in sports can look like. Today, we celebrate the incredible community that's made this mission possible. Our families, student athletes, coaches, donors, healthcare partners, and supporters who continue to show what it means to be all in, all together. Elderly father and son feast on free oysters after cashing in on decades-old restaurant promise. By Andy Corbley. From Alabama comes the story of two restaurant regulars chowing down on a 54-year-old promise from their favorite oyster bar. Jim and Jimmy Rush always wondered if the sign behind the bar at Wenzel's Oyster House in Mobile was for real. It promised a night of free oysters, as many as could be eaten, for any man 80 years of age accompanied by his father. hung by Winsong's eponymous original owner, a man fond of quirky and humorous signage, Jim and his son Jimmy made a pact to take the restaurant up on their offer, even if it meant waiting 54 years. We kept asking, was this sign for real? And they said yes. Jimmy Rush, 80, told CBC News As It Happens host Neil Cooksall. We said, has anyone ever done it? And they said no. The Rushes ate at Winsong's frequently, particularly in the days following Mardi Gras festivities, and they soon became as much a part of the furniture as the sign that always tickled their curiosity. The years went by. The OPEC embargo, the fall of the Berlin Wall, the advent of the internet, the great financial crisis, and every so often the Rushes would call the restaurant and double-check if the deal was still valid. Current owner Clay Omansky said that Mr. Winsel lived at a time when the only way an 80-year-old man could dine accompanied by his father was if he brought his ashes in an urn and slapped it down on the bar next to him. But perhaps due to a diet rich in seafood, which Jim Sr. credits for his long life, he was able to walk into Winsel's last months, arm-in-arm with Jim Jr., sit down with over a dozen friends and family, and finally call in that long-promised meal. Most people read that sign behind the bar and laugh, read a February Facebook post on Winsel's Oyster House's page. But tonight, Jimmy Rush walked in on his 80th birthday with his father, James Rush, 99, right beside him, and turned one of Winsel's rarest traditions into a real-life milestone. The Rush family's been part of this place for years, and they didn't come alone. A full room of friends, shared memories, and yes, oysters on the house, true to our founder's promise. The Rushes have already been back. Oysters are on the house until Jimmy turns 81, but Jim has another son who will turn 80 next year, so he's digging in his heels until that second year of free oysters. I've only been sick twice in my life, once when I was 5 and once when I was 97, said Jim, who'll turn 100 this July. I don't see, but I hear fairly well, and that's about it, and I don't take any medications at all. When Omansky heard that the clan is looking to be back in 2027, he told CBC that he's looking forward to it almost as much as the Jims will be. Heartwarming soccer news. Arsenal donates old football socks to sick horses and donkeys. By Andy Corboy. Socks are the pinnacle of lousy gifts, used socks so much the worse, but for these horses and donkeys, they're every child's dream. That's because these fancy red socks were donated by the players of the recently crowned title winners Arsenal FC. The footless socks have been used as dressings for horses and donkeys recovering from surgery and to keep insects off any sore legs at their horse hospital in Norfolk. Nicola Knight from Red Wings said that the donation was one of the more unusual that the organization received, but would nevertheless be a game changer. The socks are being used for anything from protecting our rescued residents' sensitive legs from flies to holding their vet bandages in place, Knight told Faye Martin of the Southwest News Service. They're also protecting them from head collar rubs and even holding back the hair on their legs while they get their feet trimmed. They're a fantastic bit of knit. They're also protecting them from head collar rubs and even holding back the hair on their legs while they get their feet trimmed. They're a fantastic bit of kit, and we're so pleased that Arsenal reached out to us. Contrary to American preconceptions, English football can be a brutal old game, and while a jersey or pair of shorts might survive to be washed and worn again, socks rarely survive the flurry of cleats, kicks, and sliding challenges endured over 90 minutes of the beautiful game. Michael Lloyd, Arsenal FC's operational sustainability manager, came up with the idea of donating the players' unwanted or too used to use socks and contacted Red Wings. We're always looking for ways to reduce waste and make a positive impact through the actions that we take as a club, and it's great that we can work together to repurpose our old kit towards the care and well-being of animals, said Lloyd. Arsenal fields 11 players every game and can bring on as many as 5 substitutions. Having just played 63 games across all competitions during a season that saw them lift the Premier League title for the first time in 22 years and reach the UEFA Champions League final, the team may have worn and tossed as many as 1,000 pairs of socks. But Red Wings is responsible for more than 1,500 horses, ponies, donkeys, and mules, with over 1,000 in their daily care. Additionally, these animals need 2 pairs, not 1. Undoubtedly, many more bales of socks will be showing up at Horse Hospital as the team, now back among Europe's elite, seek to defend their title when football resumes in August. These next few articles are from SunnySkyZ.com. Mom never thought her daughter would go to prom, then this special night happened. A teenage girl with a rare neurological disorder got a prom night that many thought might never happen, thanks in part to a lifelong friend who proudly took her as his date. For years, Jamie Austin worried that many of the milestone moments that other families take for granted might never happen for her daughter Lily. Then one unforgettable evening changed that. 15-year-old Lily Austin attended a special prom celebration in Greensboro, North Carolina, with her date Oliver, a friend who she's known her entire life. For Lily's family, the night was more than a dance. It was a powerful reminder that kindness, inclusion, and friendship can create moments that feel extraordinary. It was so special and so healing for me, for my motherly heart, to be able to see her experience something that others do, Jamie said. Lily lives with Rett syndrome, a rare genetic neurological disorder that primarily affects girls and often causes children to lose motor skills and speech after initially developing normally. As a baby, Lily appeared to be thriving. But around age 2, Lily stopped using words that she learned and started having balance problems. Although her parents knew that something was wrong, they spent 2 difficult years pursuing extensive testing before finally receiving a diagnosis through a blood test. I just felt like time was happening and she was progressing and getting worse and I couldn't fix it, Jamie said. And as a mom, we're fixers. We kiss their boo-boos when they fall and I felt so helpless because I couldn't fix it. The diagnosis brought clarity, but it also came with grief. It just takes everything from them, and it's hard to watch your child develop and see their little personality and then watch it fade away, Jamie said. That's why prom night at Life Community Church in Greensboro became such an emotional milestone. The event's designed to celebrate teens like Lily with the full prom experience, including a limousine ride, a grand entrance, and dancing with friends. For Jamie, one moment captured the meaning of the night. She looked up at him, and just as natural as could be, she put her arm up on his shoulder. She knew what to do, Jamie said about Lily's dance with Oliver. Oliver's decision to attend prom with Lily stood out to her family as a meaningful expression of a friendship that's lasted their entire lives. He made sure that his friend had a prom date and a night to remember. I think that's something so important that we forget, that just because they can't speak or express things the way that we can, she's in there. She hears us. She knows us, Jamie said. Brooks says that their family's journey has taught them to slow down and appreciate moments that many people barely notice. We've learned how to celebrate the small things, he said. Most people move through these things very quickly in life. It's a smile. It's a kiss. A reaction of some kind. We've learned to appreciate those. Prom night became one of those moments. A teenager feeling beautiful, a family feeling hopeful, and a lifelong friend demonstrating what true friendship looks like. Families don't typically get to go to proms, but we did, Brooks said. And it was incredible to share that with her. Memphis woman's split-second decision may have saved a child's life. A Memphis mother is being praised after her quick actions helped bring a lost little girl to safety, proving that sometimes all it takes is one caring person to make a world of difference. What started as an ordinary Monday morning became an unforgettable experience for Habriel Walls when she spotted a young child wandering alone in the middle of a street in the Fraser neighborhood of Memphis, Tennessee. Walls just dropped off her own children at school and was headed to her grandmother's house when she noticed something alarming. I found her walking in the middle of the street, Walls recalled. Without hesitation, she pulled over and positioned her vehicle to help shield the child from traffic before approaching her. The frightened 3-year-old girl immediately ran toward Walls, searching for comfort. I opened my car door and put my arms out, and she ran to me and said that she wanted her parents, Walls said. Once the child was safe, Walls and her grandmother set out to find her family. The little girl remembered a few details that could help, including that she lived in a gray and white house and left her shoes behind. Using those clues, the pair searched nearby homes while also reaching out to authorities for assistance. After not being able to find anyone, I took her to the fire station and contacted the police, Walls said. Everything was done. Thankfully, the story ended exactly the way that everyone hoped. The child was reunited with her family. According to Walls, the child appeared healthy, loved, and well cared for. She believes that the situation was just an accident and encouraged others to lead with compassion instead of criticism. It takes a village, Walls said. So I also extended my love to their baby and was able to be her guide, because it takes a village. Looking back, Walls is grateful that she happened to be in the right place at the right time. She noted that the little girl could have faced any number of dangers while alone. Thank God that I was able to be there at that time, she said. I'm just glad that I was able to make the baby feel safe. The heartwarming story didn't end with the reunion. Walls has stayed in touch with the girl's family and has even been invited to attend the child's upcoming birthday party. She was also dubbed her unofficial godmother. Man carries stranded moose calf across busy highway to reunite it with its mother. A tense situation on a busy highway in British Columbia turned into a heartwarming rescue thanks to one man's quick thinking and compassion. The drama unfolded near Prince George, B.C., when a mother moose attempted to lead her newborn twin calves across Highway 97. While the mother successfully made it to the other side, her two calves became trapped in the highway's center median, unable to climb over the concrete barrier separating the lanes. Motorist Sandy, who witnessed the scene and recorded a video, said that traffic started slowing as drivers noticed the stranded animals. The worried mother remained nearby, keeping a watchful eye on her babies from the opposite side of the highway. One of the calves eventually managed to scramble over the barrier on its own and reunite with its mother. But the second calf stayed stuck. As more time passed and traffic continued to back up, One bystander decided that something had to be done. Dwayne Hogberg carefully approached the frightened newborn, lifted it over the concrete median, and then carried the tiny moose across to safety while its mother waited nearby. The touching moment was captured on video, showing the calf being reunited with its family after the rescue. Thanks to Hogberg's actions, the young moose was able to safely reach its mother, bringing a stressful situation to a happy ending and earning praise from viewers who called the rescue both brave and compassionate. And now back to GoodNewsNetwork.org. Firefighters pay it forward big time after waitress with heart of gold picks up tab. By Terry Turner. A waitress who did a good deed for a pair of firefighters was overwhelmed when they returned the favor for her father. Instead of a bill for their breakfast, Liz Woodward brought a pair of New Jersey firefighters a thank you note. They just spent 24 hours battling the blaze at a local warehouse, and the waitress wanted to do something nice for them. "Your breakfast is on me today," the note read, along with little drawings of a fire axe and helmet. "Thank you for all that you do." Firefighter Tim Young posted the story and a photo of the note to Facebook, urging people to eat at the diner where she worked. But then he found out that the waitress had a GoFundMe campaign that she was using to raise $17,000 to buy her father a wheelchair-accessible van. Turns out that the young lady who gave us a free meal is really the one who could use the help, Young wrote in another post. The firefighter's plea spread like wildfire. His posts were shared thousands of times and 1,000 people donated more than $67,000, $50,000 above her goal. This is just one example of how so many people in this world have incredible hearts and they pay it forward, so the circle keeps on moving, Woodward told Today. Local car community comes together in 2 days to form parade of 83 drivers for Stranger's Birthday. By Good News Network. A devoted single mom was looking for a budget-friendly way to give her son a special birthday, so she reached out on Facebook to the local car community and their response left her speechless. Michaela Freeman was hoping to urge a few motor enthusiasts to form a car parade down their street near Nashville. "My son's 8th birthday is Sunday, and he's a major car guy," she wrote. The plea was shared 550 times, and Michaela's wish was granted. Within 2 days, it sparked the generosity of 83 drivers who showed up at noon on a recent Sunday. With large Mylar balloons in the front yard, Tristan was brought outside to witness an endless stream of gorgeous cars tooting their horns and passing birthday wishes and gifts through the open windows. Over 100 strangers showed up in the Laverne neighborhood to surprise the 8-year-old. Especially welcome were those driving Challenger Hellcats and McLarens, Tristan's two favorite cars. A car videographer, Tia May, wanted to shine a positive light on the car community, so she filmed the event. "I was a veteran who struggled with mental and physical health issues for decades," she told GNN. "The car communities changed my life in a very positive way. I reignited my passion for cars and started to connect heavily with the car community. That's when everything changed. I met a ton of amazing people, many of which now feel like family." She started racing and shoots footage in drift cars for her new YouTube channel. Unique Miami Recycling Company gives discarded shoes new traction.
by Andy Corboy.
In Miami's Little Haiti neighborhood, a local business sorts through thousands of donated sneakers to decide the best way to keep them out of landfills. Whether pristine or worn out, each pair will have a future either as recycled material or with a new owner who's going to appreciate and continue to use them. Sneaker Impact was founded by a man seeking a more environmentally friendly way to do business, and secondhand shoes is a good gig. The only competition is the landfill. Americans will own an average of 250 pairs of shoes in a lifetime, and that's unfortunately where many will end up. It's all about accountability, sending the right product to the right market, Sneaker Impact founder and CEO Mo Hatcham told CBS News. Sneakers are a necessity in the developing world. They're a form of transportation. Sneaker Impact receives around 1 million pairs of shoes every year through volunteer partners like running clubs, meaning that the cost to secure raw materials is virtually reduced to the labor of retrieving and sorting them. Once in the Little Haiti facility, they're grouped together according to various criteria and stuffed into bags in orders of 200 to be sent around the world for resale. You're not only reducing waste here at home, you're creating micro-business opportunities in a developing country, Hatcham said. Those that are condemned are shredded and sorted into foam and fabric, which are then sold as raw materials where they could be used to make carpet mats, floor mats, and the like. Sneaker Impact sells a gym sandal that's made of 85% sneaker foam, a durable, flexible, and weather-resistant material that seems fragile because of the intense job that it's asked to do, namely, pound the pavement for hours at a time every week. You've been listening to A Positive Outlook. This program is a production of Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network. If you'd like a hard copy of our program schedule, either in large print or braille, please call 508-797-1117. Archived editions of this program are available on our website, audiojournal.org, or go to the Audio Journal app on your iPhone, iPad, or Android device. This is Ava Sardina. I'll be with you again soon. Thank you for listening.
Hello, Audio Journal listeners. This is Lavender, and I'm here with my two dads, Will and Jamie. We are here to wish you Happy Father's Day. So, Will, I want to know, what does Father's Day mean to you?
Well, it's kind of interesting because our situation is so different. You became our daughter much later in life, and I think the thing that's interesting about Father's Day from our perspective is that Father's Day really means that when you show up for someone, when you decide to become a chosen family and that you are there for them and that you just get a chance to be that role for someone. It's just a beautiful experience.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear. And I'm so glad that you didn't have to change my diaper.
I'm glad I didn't have to change a diaper either. What about you, Jamie?
So to me, Father's Day is really a celebration of connection with someone that you really love and care for. I like that being a father has shown me how to love unconditionally and how to have unconditional positive regard for someone. And it's about helping someone through difficulties and to enjoy good times together. And so I think Father's Day is just a representation of all that. And I'm also glad that I didn't have to change a diaper.
Well, Father's Day means, what it means to me is that I get to celebrate with two dads and not just one, so I feel extra lucky. So we all want to wish you a happy Father's Day to all the fathers, adoptive fathers, biological fathers, and all the fathers in between them. From all of us here at Audio Journal, part of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network. Thank you!